So far, six Democrats are running in hopes of challenging second-term Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in New York's 21st District congressional race. Among them is Emily Marks of Saranac Lake. A graduate of Mount Holyoke College, she began her career in financial services, working at Prudential Insurance, Putnam Investments, and The Hartford. She then went on to teach at the University of Delaware and Paul Smith's College. She resigned her position at the Adirondack North Country Association this summer to run for Congress. She says she's running because she cares about the people of the district.
This district has given me a lot, and it's taught me the value of outdoors. It's taught me the value of communities. And there are still way too many people in our district who are working 40 hours a week or more, two or three jobs, and still are having trouble taking care of their family, putting food on the table, put money in the bank, and being able to go to the doctor when they're sick. And there's no reason why that should be the case. And I'm running also because in my work in economic development, traveling throughout the district and talking with small business owners, talking with community members, elected officials, I hear a lot of people's visions. And I hear a lot of the opportunities that they see for their communities. And I hear a lot of the challenges that people face. And with the right person in Washington, we can get the resources and we can get the tools to help make those visions a reality. All that I've done to be successful to this point is exactly what needs to be done in order to help make our district and every individual community a success.
Emily Martz, obviously, the 21st District is unique because it includes the Adirondacks. How do you mesh the economic, environmental, and sustainability issues?
So much of what we have in the Adirondacks is based upon our way of life here, the clean water, the mountains, the woods. And so as we develop our economy, we need to keep front and center what it is that has gotten us to this point in the first place and why people like to come here. Now, we know that tourism jobs are not always the family-sustaining jobs. And so as we build the economy, we know that small businesses work here. We know that entrepreneurial ideas work here. We need to be looking at other sorts of business as well as tourism.
Many of your Democratic primary opponents entered the race because of the health care debate. What is your stance on health care, and what other issues do you feel need to be addressed?
Front and center in my campaign is the need to get everybody access to health care. And to me, it's a human issue and it's an economic issue. I do support the idea of a buy-in to Medicare for everyone. Let's start there. Let's give everyone the option to buy in to Medicare. And the reason I see it as an economic side of things, too, is that too many of our small businesses are either going out of business or the small businesses are struggling to find quality workers. And what if we could take these small businesses out of the healthcare business? Take that issue off the table. How many more people would move here if they didn't have to live someplace just for the health benefits? How many more people would remain if they didn't have to worry about getting health insurance for their family? So for me, this health insurance issue is both human-driven and economic-driven.
This district extends from Watertown to Plattsburgh, and most of the announced Democrats, including you, are from the eastern part of the district. How familiar are you with the western part of it?
I know of the western side. I became somewhat familiar with it through my work at the Adirondack North Country Association. And some issues are the same: affordable housing, needing health care, education, and how important vocational training is and the BOCES programs are. Those are issues that resonate and are important throughout the district. And then, of course, in the western part, in Watertown, 50% of the economy is based upon Fort Drum and the other common thread throughout the region is that our region is home to the largest percentage of veterans than any place in the state, and probably also almost any place in the country.
During a visit to Plattsburgh on August 7th, incumbent Republican Elise Stefanik said regardless of the number of challengers, she is focused on her job and delivering results to the district.
I feel confident, but I'm going to focus on doing my job because that's why they voted for me, because they know I'm energetic, I'm hardworking, and I'm common sense and independent-minded and an effective voice for this district in Washington.
The six candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the 21st House District are Emily Martz, Don Boyajian of Saratoga County, Ronald Kim of Queensbury and Saratoga Springs, Tedra Cobb of Potsdam, Katie Wilson of Keene, and Patrick Nelson from Stillwater. Republican Russell Finley of Lisbon in St. Lawrence County is looking to force a primary. You can hear more from the candidates at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.